Hello, everyone. I am Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. Today, we focus on cleansing for sinners, us, the unclean.
Sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. I will arise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in His arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 charms. Come ye thirsty, come and welcome God's free bounty, glorify true belief and true repentance, every grace that brings you
in the garden, on the ground your Maker lies, on the bloody tree behold Him. Sinner, will this not suffice? Lo, the incarnate God ascended, pleads the merit of His blood. Venture on Him, venture wholly, let no other trust in truth.
In the arms
Dear God, our Savior, thank you for the cleansing power that you provide us through the gift of your Son, that by your grace we can even approach your throne today. Father, we thank you for your word that guides us into all truth, that by it we're reminded of our sin. All of us have sinned and fallen short of your glory. There's none righteous, no, not one. As we praise and worship you this hour, please, Lord, draw us closer to you with every passing moment. We ask this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Somebody say grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
Grace that will pardon.
Grace that will pardon.
Cleanse within. Grace,
grace.
Talking about
God.
Grace that is greater than all our sin. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not by works, so that no man should boast." Grace that looks beyond faults, sees needs, and forgives. The scripture says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
Amazing
grace, how sweet the sound
that
saved a wretch, save the wretch like me. But now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as a sun. Somebody lift your horse and say,
praise you today for all you've done. You've been faithful to me, Lord, down through the years. I've trusted in you, Lord. You've never let me down. Makes me want to lift my voice and praise you. God, I praise you today. For your grace is amazing. Praise God.
Death and hell. Sing, oh, sing, oh.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship, heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more about this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. I'll repeat that for you again at the end of today's program.
Punch me to victory.
This is your call to worship.
Are you all in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
famous life. Now we're raised with Christ by his gift of grace. It was for love that he sacrificed.
The good news of the gospel is that we can be saved by the blood of the Lamb from the penalty of our sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are sinful, defiled, and unclean. God made a way that we can be forgiven, cleansed. Early in God's Word, we find the concept of being unclean. For example, Numbers chapter 19. This is a permanent law for the people. Those who sprinkle the water of purification must afterward wash their clothes, and anyone who touches the water used for purification will remain defiled until evening. Anything and anyone that a defiled person touches will be ceremonially unclean until evening. Romans 14, therefore let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. But what you eat, do not destroy. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. Romans 14, a little later in the chapter, whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. Romans 8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Isaiah 64, 6, we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. 1 John 1, 8 and 9, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 15, I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified, cleansed, by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Often in the Bible, to be clean means to be healed physically and spiritually, and to be truly clean requires obedience. 2 Kings chapter 5 is an example. Elisha, the man of God, sent a message to the king of Israel saying, "Send Naaman to me, and he will learn that there is a true prophet here in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and waited at the door of Elisha's house. But Elisha sent a messenger out to him with this message, "Go and wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. Then your skin will be restored and you will be healed of your leprosy." But Naaman became angry and stalked away. He thought he would certainly come out to meet me, he said. I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord his God and heal me. Aren't the rivers of Damascus and Abana and Pharpar better than any of the rivers of Israel? Why shouldn't I wash in them and be healed? So Naaman turned and went away in a rage. But his officers tried to reason with him and said, "Sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply, 'Go and wash and be cured.'" So Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself 7 times, as the man of God had instructed him. And his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child, and he was healed. The psalmist David knows about this. In Psalm 51, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." To be clean is to be holy. Find these words in 1 Peter chapter 1. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Look forward to the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now, you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the Scriptures say, "You must be holy, because I am holy." And Luke 17, finally, as Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. this man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Folks, if you are the one that has been cleansed, your sins forgiven, then stand up and go.
Spirit within me, create. and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, reminding us that we are cleansed, clean before our Lord. I'm glad that you joined us. Our goal is that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. I'd love to hear from you. Please make a note of our mailing address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website. That's www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find helpful information, like the playlist of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
Crimson blood that flows from Calvary, and in this blood there's a saving power, for it washed me white and made I stand today.